Okay, Shalom of Racha Rabbeisai. One of the features of modern society is that you can be walking down the street and there can be people who zoom past you and with a very, very serious look on their face, and they are speed walking. So speed walking is like people who don't want to exercise too heavily, but realize that they can lose some calories by walking very, very briskly. So would a person be allowed to speed walk or to jog on Shabbos? This is a question that somebody asked me. So there are a few issues over here regarding this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph, Ein Loretz B'Shabbos. But we're not supposed to run on Shabbos unless you're running to a mitzvah like going to shul. Now, what's the reason that you're not allowed to run on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah brings, because it says, we're supposed to honor Shabbos by that our derech should be different. And Chazal say, what does that mean? That our walking on Shabbos should be different than the walking during the week. That a person is normally busy running for business, to go here, to go there. And so on Shabbos, we have to honor Shabbos by not running. Unless you're running to a Dvar Mitzvah, if you're running to Shul, then for sure, in Hula Dvar Mitzvah, then that's okay. As far as the Issa of this Issa Darabonon, of walking in a relaxed way on Shabbos, if you're running to Shul, or you're running to a Dvar Mitzvah, that would be okay. So this is one issue over here, a reason that we shouldn't run on Shabbos, so that our manner of walking should be different from the way during the week. Now, what about if it's raining outside? I'm not really running for a Dvar Mitzvah, I'm running because I don't want to get wet. Would I be allowed to run because there's rain? Would I be allowed to run if I'm in a place where I'm a little bit nervous about the Chevra over here? I feel a little bit intimidated, and I would like to walk very, very quickly. I would like to run through a neighborhood because I'm scared of the people who are there. Am I allowed to run there? So is that considered Lidvar Mitzvah, or am I allowed to? So the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, Simon Nun Ches, he says that over here it is okay to run. Also the Minchas Shabbos and the Kitz Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadi Sifkot and Gimel, they say basically that this sort of running, Chazal were not Goyza, this is an Issa de Rabbonon, and B'mokam Tzar Logozru Rabbonon, that in this case of pain or of discomfort, Chazal were not Goyza. That's what they want to say. And they also say that this has nothing to do with business, which is really the Lashon of the Smak, is that normally you're running for business during the week. So here it's totally recognizable, you're running because of the rain, or you're running because of some tsar. If you're running because of a tsar, then they want to say that it's okay, even though we don't have it mefurish anywhere that it's okay. They say, the Shevet HaLevi and the Minchas Shabbos, they say that you are allowed to run in these sort of circumstances. I will mention, though, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Kiryas Melech, Shabbos Perich Haftalat Halacha Dalet, he actually argues and says, Chazal never said that. It's not written before Rosh Hashanah. He says that now you have to honor Shabbos, and even in the rain, you should be walking home. Which I don't know how Nogea that is in Bnei Brak, but certainly in Golders Green and Hendon, it's much more Nogea. That if Lefir B'chaim Kanievsky, that you still honor Shabbos by walking home then. But as I say, the Shevet HaLevi and Minchas Shabbos say that under those circumstances, it would be okay. So that's one problem with running on Shabbos. There's another problem, though, which is exercise on Shabbos. There's an issa against doing the pashtus, against doing exercise on Shabbos. The Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, it's on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, says, Ein mis'amlim b'Shabbos, from the Loshon of Omeil. You're not allowed really to exert yourself on Shabbos. And there's Machlokes Rishonim over here what this means. But the way the Shulchan Aruch comes out, it's Shimon Shin Kav Ches, Sif Mem Beis, is like the Rambam. The Rambam says you're not allowed to do exercise because you're causing yourself to shvitz, lahazia. And this is something which is also mishum refuah. We know that Chazal said that certain medical things are forbidden to be done on Shabbos, as the gezeira, lest you come to grind spices or other things like that. And therefore, Chazal said there's an issa of refuah on Shabbos. And included in this issa of refuah is not to do any sorts of exercise on Shabbos, any sorts of exertions that you're doing in order to make yourself healthy. An exercise comes under this. All comes mishum refuah. It's lachazek es aguf, lahavri es gufo, lachazek es mizgoi. So all of these things are forbidden on Shabbos, So therefore, this is another reason why a person wouldn't be allowed to run on Shabbos. All sorts of home gyms and sorts of strenuous exercises that a person is doing, these also are osa mishum refuah. Now there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah in Shin Aleph, Sifkot and Zayin. And he says, what happens if you are not running, but you're just walking? So the Shulchan Aruch has said in base that Bachurim Hamisangin Bekvitzosom Umrutzosom Muta. That if you have youth, and it doesn't mean Davka under B'mitzvah over here, but it's boys even over B'mitzvah, and they enjoy jumping and they're running around, so this is going to be permitted. And the Ramah says, V'chein Muta L'tayel, you're allowed to go for a stroll. So the Mishnah Berurah in Zion brings a machlokes between the Mogen Avraham and the Eli Rabba. And he says like this, V'chein Muta L'tayel, you're allowed to go for a stroll. Afilu im kavanosoy lehis'ameil ulehis'chamei mishum refuah. If a person is running, there's the issa, like we said, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. There's the issa mishum refuah, because it's very obvious that you're doing this, the tzairach refuah. However, if you're walking, since this is something, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Shem in the Morgan Avraham, it's not obvious you're doing this for refuah. Lots of people walk, and even if you're doing it, he says, you dafka want to, you know, to heat up over here, and to lose a few calories. So he says that if you're just walking, then that's going to be okay. But I will also lorut kadeshi eschamim lerefuah kim v'damucha milsa v'asum mishum chikas hammonim. That the Mogen Avraham shita is that when you're walking is going to be okay, but running is going to be osa. Because running is obvious that this is done for purely for exercise, and this is also mishum refuah. So it comes out lefi the Mogen Avraham that when it comes to something like a power walk on Shabbos, if it's not muchach that you're doing it for exercise, so then that would be okay. If you're doing it dressed up in jogging clothes, then lechayu, that's certainly going to be a problem, because the Mishnah Berurah in Simet Shin Kaf Ches, Sivkot Kuf Lamed Vov, says that all of these refuah things, they're also mishum ziluso de shabso. It's a zilzul as well as mishum refuah. It's a zilzul on Shabbos to go around and spending Shabbos doing exercise. If a person is doing speed walking and they mamish look, you know, they look the whole part. So then that would be a zilzul Shabbos. But if a person is just walking briskly, then lechayro, it comes out over here that certainly according to the Mogen Avraham, it would be okay. He brings the Eliyahu Rabba v'yesh machmirin afilu betzilim kavanosol es amel refuah, that the Eliyahu Rabba says that even if you're just walking, if your kavano is for refuah, the Eliyahu Rabba says that would be forbidden. So it comes out over here that if you're doing it stam in your Shabbos clothes, and you're doing it dafka for exercise, but it's not obvious you're doing it for exercise, it comes out, it's a machlokes over here. So if we just take that back to Sif Aleph, where he says, even when it comes to running, you're allowed to for a dvar mitzvah, like going to shul, so it comes out that if you're speed walking to shul, then l'chol adeis, that's going to be permitted. Because there, you're running, you'd even be allowed to run to a shul if it's for a dvar mitzvah. So there, v'hayetz mitvareinu is the exercise, all obvious exercises on Shabbos osa, because of this issa of exercise of ein misamlim b'Shabbos. from Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. All sorts of real exercise, strenuous exercise is also, and running is going to be also, unless it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, like we said, the Shevet Halevi and the Minchas Shabbos, if you're doing it to save yourself from the rain or save yourself from Tsa'ar, from some sorts of danger. And speed walking comes out, if it's not Muchach, you're doing this for exercise, then there's certainly the Mogen Avram to rely on, even though the Eli Rabba argues, and if you're doing this actually to go to shul, then the Chol HaDeis, it would seem as though this is permitted.